right. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. We're joined now by Roger Stone, former business partner to Paul Manafort, who we now know has been told to surrender to federal authorities today. Roger Stone, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. What's your reaction this morning to the breaking news, sir?
Well, there's so much we don't know. What they don't tell us is what is the charge.
That's right.
Does the charge relate to Russia? I will be surprised if it does. But before I could comment, I'd like to know a great deal more about the circumstances. All I've heard is that Paul Manafort and his former deputy, Rick Gates, have been told to surrender their passports and prepared to be arrested. I assume they'll be released on their own cognizance pending trial, but let's see what the charge is before I make any further comment.
I know every so often you have conversations with the President of the United States. Is this something that has been weighing on his mind?
I have not discussed this matter with him, so I cannot say. I do know, generally speaking, he believes, as I do, that the entire question of Russian collusion with his campaign is a myth, a fairy tale, a witch hunt, a diversion from the fact that Hillary Clinton and her top advisors claim to have been quite thick with Putin and the oligarchs around him in the uranium matter, the bank matter, the Gazprom matter. So we shall see.
So tell me, what has been your relationship, if any, with the Robert Mueller investigation? I know you've testified on the Hill as well.
None whatsoever. I have not been interviewed by the FBI or by any investigator from Mr. Mueller's operation. I'd be happy to cooperate if they're interested. I had no contacts with the Russians or any Russian entity, and I did not conspire, collude, or coordinate with any Russians during the Trump campaign. Of course, I had no formal role in the Trump general election campaign, although I am certainly a outspoken supporter of the president.
Now, in Paul Manafort's case, we've seen reports that Mueller's investigation is stretched back over a decade, certainly not including, that would include a lot of time that wasn't a part of the Trump campaign. Are you satisfied with the nature of Robert Mueller's investigation and that it does not have sort of defined rails?
Well, just the fact that Mueller himself interviewed for the job of FBI director in the wake of Mr. Comey's being discharged would seem to me that he is hopelessly biased and has a conflict here. He was passed over for that job. Now, knowing his role in the Uranium One matter and confident that the president's probably going to ask for a special prosecutor there, I don't see how he can do this job. He's going to have to step down because he himself will be under federal investigation then.
You had brought up the Clintons and how they're up to their eyeballs in this. We now know that the Clintons, we now know that the DNC, and now Obama's Obama for America organization, starting in April of 2016, paid money to Perkins Coie, with Obama for America paying almost $1 million to them. Do you see Mueller actually investigating these things that are just so blatant for the rest of us that we can see this?
Well, since the FBI themselves, under Mr. Mueller and then Mr. Comey, were conducting investigation into that entire GPS fusion, into the entire Uranium One matter, I don't know how they could investigate either the fake dossier that appears to have emanated first from a Republican and then the ball gets tossed to the Democrats. I don't know how he could investigate any of these matters. He's got his own culpability. It seems to me that these things require a separate investigation.
Mm-hmm. Before we move on to another topic that you've been involved in this weekend, do you have any words for Paul Manafort this morning?
Courage. Buck up and good luck. I mean, look, I think Paul Manafort is an honest man. I don't know of any evidence of collusion with the Russians, which is what this investigation is about. Now, I understand how this works. You try to find something Paul Manafort did 15 years ago, and you call it money laundering, tax evasion, wire fraud, some nonsense. And then you say, okay, Manafort, we're sending you to jail for 15 years unless you just admit you were colluding with the Russians and that Donald Trump knew everything. I don't think that's likely to happen. Paul Manafort is a solid man. I think he's an honest man, and I don't think he's going to roll on the President of the United States because they use some mafia-type tactic on him.
Roger Stone, on Friday, you went on a tear on Twitter against a bunch of CNN commentators. This after CNN reported there was a sealed indictment in the Mueller case, which we've now beginning to see the symptoms of. And since then, Twitter has banned you. Is it your impression that you're permanently banned from the network, and you're also considering litigation against them, correct?
Yeah, rather hard to know. They informed that I had been suspended for 3 hours and 22 minutes. And that's all I've ever heard from them. And then there was a countdown on my Twitter feed, 3 hours and 10 minutes, 3 hours, and so on. When the 3 hours and 22 minutes were over, I was not reinstated. I've never heard anything from them specifically about what I did to violate their rules. It's funny because on Twitter, literally every single day, people threaten to kill me, my wife, my children, my dogs. But those people are not suspended. I don't believe I have violated their standards or their guidelines, but let me be specific. The tweets that I think upset them had nothing whatsoever to do with Mueller. It had to do with Don Lemon saying on the air, the Clintons have been completely exonerated in the Uranium One matter. There are fact checks that prove that none of that is true. No, Don, that's imbecilic. That's actually moronic. It's false. You need to stop saying it. It's just not true. The Clintons took $145 million into their sham charity, the Clinton Foundation, which is not a charity but a slush fund for grifters, and a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million-dollar bribes. And Bill took $500,000 in a so-called speaking fee from the very people seeking to get control of American enriched uranium. So he really shouldn't mislead the public like this. I'm looking into my options. I'm hopeful that Twitter will come to their senses. I didn't do anything on Twitter that isn't done every single day. So I think I'm being held to a different standard.
Roger Stone, thank you for sharing your perspective on that and your reaction to the breaking news this hour. Appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.